Okay, so today we are going to talk about walking with angels. And I want to contrast two different stories here. We have the story of Avram with angels, and we have the story of Lot with angels. So in the story of Avram with angels, the Torah says, Vayera lav Hashem be'er l'nei mamre v'hu yoshe pesach ha'ol k'chol mayom. God appears to Avraham, and Avram is sitting around by the opening of his tent. Avram lifts up his eyes, he sees there are three men. He sees Yivayar, he runs to them. From the opening of the tent, so he bows. And he says, Adonai, he says, it's either he's saying to God, can you wait here? I want to welcome in these three men. Or he says to one of the three men, don't pass by, come in, come eat. And he lets them in. And then I'm skipping a few psukim. They ask, Vayomer Elav, after he gives them food, Ayesar Ishtecha, where is Sarah? Vayomer Hinei Ba'oel, he says she's in the tent. Vayomer Shuv Hinei Bein Ishtecha. So one of the men tells Sarah that she's going to have a child. Okay. And then in Pasuk Tes Zayin of Perek Yud Ches, they leave. The men leave. And they leave to go to Sodom. So we have three men who meet Avraham. And one of them informs Sarah she's going to have a child. And the men leave to go to Sodom. In Perek Yotes, the second story, the story with Sodom, so there are only two men who come. Perek Yotes, Pasuk Aleph, Yavo Shnei Stoma. Two angels come to Sodom. V'lo Yoshev B'Shar Sodom, V'yar Lot V'yar Kam Nikvar Sav, Yishtach Lot Pimartza. Lot sees them, he comes to greet them. And he says, Hinei Na Adonai Surah Na Beis Avdechem. Go stay. And they said, no, Kibar Chalalina, we'll sleep outside. He persists, he convinces them to come in, and they come to his house, he makes feasts for them. And then a bunch of psukim later, in Perkites Pasuk Tesvav, we find that this is after the people of the city, they find out that Lot has harbored guests. They don't like it, so all of them are struck by blindness. And in the morning, the angels tell Lot, "Kum na kum kachas ishtecha v'shtei says, you go up, take your wife and your two daughters. Need to leave the city." And v'yismama, Lot delays a bit. And the men grab his hand, the hand of his wife, and the hands of his two daughters, and they take him out. And then Hashem destroys Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Hashem destroys Sodom and Amor with Gafri Shadesh, with sulfur and fire from the heavens. And he overturns the cities. Okay? So the you have a story of people coming to visit Avram, and you have a story about angels coming to visit Lot. Now, if they are the same people, what you notice is that in the Avram story, they're called Anashim. The Lot story, they're called Malachim, not throughout the whole story, but they're referred to as Malachim, as angels. I just brought you the Radak, who's trying to explain why sometimes they're referred to as Anashim. Let's say it says when the Anashim grabbed him, the Radak says, V'kan karam Anashim lefi she'asu ma'aseh Anashim lachzik b'yadam ki'ilu hayu guf. That even though they were angels, when they did the physical act of, like a human does, of grabbing Lot and his wife, so then they're called Anashim. But fundamentally, we have this difference between how they're described in Perek Yud Ches with Avram as Anashim, and in Perek Yud Tes they are referred to as Malachim, as angels. Before we try to address that, just want to make the point that you know, there's a whole discussion as to whether this story even happened in actuality or whether it was a vision. There's a famous position of the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim who he doesn't believe, he has difficulty believing that angels can have a physical manifestation on earth. And the Ramban cites the Rambam's position that he said the Sefer Mor Nevuchim Nemar ki aparsha klalu prat, that the parsha follows the biblical principle of klalu prat. What's klalu prat? It's sometimes you have a general principle, then a detail. Meaning what? Amar kasev tchila ki nira ilav Hashem be'amaros hanavua, vayera ilav Hashem be'lein mamreya. Hashem appeared to Avram in a vision. How did he appear in this vision? Eich haisa mare azos, ki naso inav b'mare v'nei gimon Hashem nitzim b'lav. In other words, the three men who were meeting Avram, that was the vision. In other words, Pasuk Aleph, go back here. Pasuk Aleph, God appeared to Avram. Says the Rabbah, the Mor Nevuchim, in a vision. What was the Nevuah? What was the content of the Nevuah? There were three men. This never happened in reality. This was all part of the vision. This is what Avram said in the vision to one of them. Lo niru elav rak anashim ochlim basar. So he said, wait a second, if it's a vision, so that there are only men eating meat. Eich amar vayera elav Hashem. Why would it say vayera elav Hashem? Ki hine lo, why is it, and God appeared to him. Ki hine lo niru elav Hashem lo b'mar v'lo machshava. Now there is the Ramban is challenging the Rambam's position. If indeed it was Vayera Elav Hashem, that God appeared to him, that's not God, it's angels. It says, in prophecies, that's not how it works. You don't say that God appeared to him, and then you don't describe God, or whatever that means. Then according to the Rambam, Lo Lasha Sara Ugos, Lo Asa Avram Ben Bakar, so the Rambam has to explain this whole section as being simply a vision. He says this dream seems false because it's not real. Never. What's the purpose of this whole dream? And then he says also, and then the Ramban points out in all the other times where the Rambam says that where the Torah mentions a malach, it was only a vision, like Vayavek Ishimo. So that's when Yaakov wrestled with an angel. Yeah, with an angel. If this is a Mar Nevuah, this is a prophecy. So if indeed it was only a vision, so why did Yaakov limp after that? And why did he say, I saw God face to face and my life was saved. What? People are afraid they're going to die. Prophets are afraid they're going to die out of a prophetic vision. It's very difficult. So, and then the Rambam says, and according to the Rambam, next paragraph, he named the feed that tozos, Yisrael Lamar King Binyan Lot. You have to say the whole story with Lot was also a vision. Kiloba Malachim Lavi. So the angels didn't come to his house. He didn't pick matzos for them. So the Rambam says this is all vision. And then what? The people of Sodom, they were prophets? That they were able to witness this? And if this is all a prophecy of Lot, so all these different, this whole section of the angels taking him out, is all a vision, and Lot was by Sodom? So like it seems very difficult to explain this. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, but I'm telling you, there is a whole school of thought of certain Mefarshim who don't believe that angels can have a physical manifestation on this earth. So what they have to do is they have to explain a lot of sections of the Torah that talk about Malachim and don't explain it as really happening. They can't explain according to the literal meaning. But we're going to focus this evening on the Ramban. The Ramban disagrees with this. Ramban says, "Vemes kol ki kol makov shehuskar because of rias malach or dibur malach." Whenever the Torah mentions seeing an angel or an angel speaking, that huba maro b'chalom with a that let's say if it's in a vision or a dream, but ki hergashim lo yasigu hamalachim. So he says. So whenever there was a malach speaking, right? When someone sees a malach or a malach is speaking, so maybe that might be in a vision or a dream, because the senses you can't perceive an angel. Aval lo maros hanavua, it's a vision or a dream, but it's not a nevua. Ki amasig liros malach o dibur enenu navi. He's saying someone who sees a malach or hears the speech of a malach, that's not a prophecy. That's not a prophecy. You're not a prophet. Okay, so that's one point that he makes. But for our purpose, he says the following. Whenever you refer to, so there's nevuah prophecy, only a navi can hear it. And then there's seeing an angel or hearing the speech of an angel in a vision or a dream. That's not nevuah. But he says, when you refer to malachim as anashim, like in this parsha, the parsha of Lot, vayavek ishimo also with Yaakov, vayimtzeihu ish, there are times when they say that when a man found Yosef and was searching for his brothers, so this is so the yikare etzel ha yodim malbush yusag le'eni basar bizache hanafashos kachasidim uvnei hanaviim. So he says, the Ramban says, that people with purified souls can perceive angels. So like, lo chalafar, I can't explain it exactly. I'm not going to explain it. And then he has to explain, though, when the pasuk says, vayochelu, it says that these men, these three men, ate, you know, from Yaakov, from Avram. The chamim say, rishon, rishon, mistalek. Okay, they caused some of the food sort of disappeared. There's a story with Manoach in the Navi also about this things happen, the Malach causing things as well to disappear. And he basically says, "Vine perusha parsha zos." The explanation of this parsha is the following: after the pasuk says, "On this day Avraham Avinu was circumcised." Amar Shanira Ilav Hashem Beyoso Cholub Milaso. He says that God appeared to him when he was sick, in his state of circumcision. Yoshev Umit Karer BePesach Olob Neachom Asher Yachlishadu. He was sitting, and he was trying to cool off by the opening of his tent because of the heat that was weakening him. Hiskir Zelo Dia Shloya Miskavin Lenevua. The Ramban says, why is the Torah opening by telling us that Avram was sitting by the opening of his tent? He wants to tell us that Avram was not intending to prophecy. Why? Lo nofel al panav lo mispalel. Avram was not davening. Avram did not fall on his face. But nevertheless, avapichein bo'el of Amar Azos, but this vision still came to him. So the Ramban explains that there was no intent for prophecy, but when the Torah refers to angels as anashim, that means certain people with purified souls, a certain level, so they can see malachim even in this world. Now, what's the role of an angel? So, Bereishis Rabbah, the Medrash says, "Ein malach echad oseh shtei shlichot." One angel cannot have two jobs. "V'lo shnei malachim osim shlichos achas." Two angels cannot do one job. V'atamar sheni, and you say two. But wait a second, weren't there two people who came to Sodom, right? You had three people come to Avram. Two of them continue on to Sodom. Ela Michael amar b'soraso v'nistalek. So rather, Michael, right? There was one person who told Sarah she's going to have a child. That's Michael, and then he leaves. Gavriel nishtaleach lafoche Sodom. So then you have two more angels coming to Sodom. Gavriel, he's the one to destroy Sodom. There's a Gemara which says that Gavriel is like the sort of the destructive angel. So that's presumably Gavriel. And Raphael is Lahatzil Slot. He's coming to save Lot. So you have, right? So you have three jobs. You have three people. For one, they're coming together to see Avraham. So one of them does his job and he leaves. Two of them are left. They go to Sodom. One destroys Sodom, and one is to save Lot. Now Rashi has a slightly different version. He says there were three men. Echad l'Aser Sarah. What is it in form? Sarah. Echad l'Hafok Sodom. Ve'echad l'Rafo says Avram. What to heal Avram? She'ena Malach. Echad l'Otzis Shtei Shlichos. So far, so good. And then Teda l'Cha. I'll prove it to you. She can call a parshu maskira b'loshon rabim. That the whole section of Perek Yud Ches, the story with Avram, was plural. Vayochelu, vayomer lav, uviv sora. But so now the collective group does stuff, but in informing Sarah, what does it say? Vayomer, only one. Shova shuvelacha, because that was the mission. Only one malach does the mission. Uvaficha Sodom omer, and turning over to Sodom, he says, one says, lo uchal lasos davar. Right, one, Levilti Avchi, and Raphael. Now, Rashi adds, is that Raphael Sheripes Avram Halach Misham Lahatzilas Lot. So Rashi believes that sort of you had one angel, Raphael, who sort of had two missions, but it was really one. He healed Avraham, and he went to save Lot. So that's what it says. Vahiki hotzi mosam achutza v'yom himalei nafshecha l'mata she'echad haya matzil. So we're adding, Rashi adds that the angel that came to save Lot also healed Avraham. So is it because?
So that Rabbi said like a malach did two functions.
Right. So either you could say, one of two things. Either you could say it's fundamentally the same function. It's just to heal, to save. Or you could say maybe they don't do one mission in the same town. So there's a discussion about this. But you're right. You have to sort of vary that position a little bit. Yeah, again, since Rashi says one malach doesn't do two shlichus, so maybe saving people is one shlichus. It's a broad definition of saving. But that Rashi may not agree with the Medrash. What Rashi is citing may be inconsistent with the Medrash of Bereishis Rabba says. Now, here's the key. Why are they called men in Avram's story and angels in Lot's story? Four answers. Okay? Answer number one in Bereishis Rabba. Lahalan shayisa shechina al gabeim krom anashim. That with Avram, the shechina was there. Because what does the Torah say? Avram, Hashem appeared to Avram. So when the angels were there with Hashem, they're called anashim. Kevan Shinistalka, right? That's Rashi. Rashi says, according to the first explanation, and Rashi, or the second explanation, sorry, according to Rashi, when he says, Al na savor me'al avdecha, Avram tells Hashem, can you wait here while I take care of the guests? While I take care of these people? So Hashem's there. When God's there, they're called Anashim. But when Hashem is not there, Lav Shem Malachos, then they're called angels. That's one explanation. Rabbi Tanchuma said, "Name Rabbi Levi, Avram sheyakochol yafe. Avram was very strong. Avram was very powerful. So they're called. So then they appear to him, be Musa Anashim. They're like Anashim. Lot ayidei sheyakochol ra. He was weaker. Lot was weaker. Then they appeared, be Musa Malachim. Third answers. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Achlo also shlichusam, karon Anashim. Before they do their job, they're called Anashim." After they do their job, they're called Malachim. The fourth approach is similar to the third. It's similar to someone like an officer or a deputy from the king. Until he arrives at the palace, pagan. Like he's like a commoner. Kevin Shigia Labes Orion Shalom, once he reached the palace, then he's like a noble. So similarly, Kach Achlo Sushlichusan, before they do their job, Karan Anashim, they're just regular people. Kevin Shah Sushlichusan, once they do their jobs, once they're involved in their jobs, Karan Malachim, they're called angels. So essentially, there are four different reasons. first approach is in the presence of God, they're like people. Not in the presence of God, they're like angels. Second approach is Avram, who's very powerful. So to him, they were like men. And for Lot, who was weak, they're like angels. Similar to the previous point. In other words, in the first two points are basically saying that in front of when these angels are in front of a strong personality, then they only appear as men, whether it's the Shekhinah or whether it's Avram. When they are not in front of a strong spiritual personality, then they appear like angels. And the third and fourth approach are basically saying they're only angels once they fulfill their missions, or once they fulfill their assignment that's given. So essentially, what the Medrash is telling us is that angels are nothing special with God around, and they're nothing special with Avram around. They're nothing special with someone who has reached the spiritual heights. Because remember, right before this section, the Torah says in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, that Hashem tells Avram, Ani kel shakai, hitalech lefanai v'yei tamid. He says, walk with me and be tamim. After Avram has the bris milah, he is a strong spiritual personality. At that point, the angels aren't anything special. The angels are also only called angels once they fulfill their mission and not beforehand. And angels are only created for one purpose. Man is very different. If you look in Parshas Bereishis, Parakeh, Pasuk says, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam, B'yom Bara Elokim, Adam Bidmus Elokim Ososam. So man was created in the image of God. Man is called man when? As soon as he's created. Right? He is Zachar Keh Baram V'Yerach Osam V'Yikra Shemam Adam B'yom Hi Baram. Man, we're called, man is called man when he has potential. Angels are called angels after they've done their job. Man is called man once he's created. It's the opposite about as the angel. For us, it's all about our potential. The definition of man is that we were created in the image of God. And we have unlimited human potential. And once we achieve our potential, like Avram Avinu did, then what? Then we can be greater even than angels. And there's a medrash which says in Bereishis Rabba, Parsha Ayin Ches, Siman Aleph, the Remeir of Yehuda Rishimon, Remeir Omer, Mi Gadol, who's greater, Hashomer HaNishbar, the one who guards or the one who is guarded? Then what did it say? Ki Malachav Yitzav Elach, Lishmarcha. The angels come to guard us, to protect us. Heve HaNishmar Gadol Min HaShomer, the one who guards, the one who protects, is the one who is protected is greater than the one who protects. Rabbi Omer, Mi Gadol HaNosei HaNisa, who's greater, the one who carries or the one who's carried? So he says to Pasuk of Tehillim, Al Kapayim Yisa'uncha, Heve Nisa Gadol Min HaNosei, that the wings, that the angels will carry us. The one who's carried is greater than the one who carries. Rabbi Shimon Amar, from a different Pasuk, Shalcheni, right? That's with the angel tells Yaakov, send me. Havei HaMashaleach Gadol Min HaMishtaleach, the one who sends is greater than the one who is sent. The Midrash tells us that the angel takes care of us, but it's in service of us. The reason is that the aim of God's creations is the infinite development of the image of the aim of God's creation, which is us, is to develop the image of God in mankind. That's the goal here, to develop our Demus Elokim, and the angels further God's aim of developing our spiritual personality. And you know, sometimes we can have this image of angels in service of God as these all-powerful creatures, and we're very lowly with limited powers and abilities. In reality, our potential is our greatest gift. And it's not, sometimes we think, what's an angel? Something with tremendous strength and power. It's not physical strength or material wealth that makes us powerful. It's living a life, trying to perfect ourselves, trying to live in this image of this potential that we have, to realize the potential that we have of living with the image of God, that ultimately will make us feel like Avram Avinu, and ultimately make us feel like an angel.
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay. Anyway, so that is that. Any thoughts? Okay. Shkoyach, everyone. Hold on.
Rabbi Demare Makomos, please.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
Be happy to send it to you.
Shabbat shalom. It has to settle in the last part has to settle in a little bit.
So, okay.